السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آج اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے جماعت احمدیہ جرمنی کا جلسہ سالانہ جماعت احمدیہ کے ساتھ شروع ہو رہا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہر لحاظ سے اس جلسے کو بابرکت فرمائے.
اللہ دی المائٹی
یہ جلسہ
میک دس جلسہ فل آف بلیسنگز
تمام تر برکات کے ساتھ
دس جلسہ
ہمارے ایمانوں میں
ود آل اٹس بلیسنگز
پیدا کرنے والا اور ایک نئی روح
شوڈ بیکم اے مینز آف ریفریشنگ اور فیتھ
ان مقاصد
اینڈ آلسو انفیوز اے نیو اسپرٹ ان اس
ہمیشہ پیش نظر رکھیں
اینڈ
جن کے لیے حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام
آلویز کیپ ان مائنڈ دوز آبجیکٹیوز فار وچ حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام
مقاصد تھے
سٹارٹڈ ہولڈنگ دس
جلسہ کہ بیعت کی حقیقت کو سمجھ کر
اینڈ دوز آبجیکٹیوز وار
اور یقین میں ترقی کرنا
دیٹ انڈرسٹینڈنگ دی سگنیفیکنس آف دی بیعت
اور اس
پیپل شوڈ انکریز ان دیئر بلیف اینڈ کنوکشن اینڈ اللہ اینڈ ہز پروفٹس لو شوڈ بیکم ڈومیننٹ اپون آل ادر لوز آف اینی تھنگ ایلس اینڈ آلسو ٹو میک پروگرس ان میٹرز آف ورچو اینڈ پائٹی انٹلیکچوئل اینڈ ٹریننگ اینڈ اسپرچل اسپیچز بائی لسننگ ٹو دوز دے شوڈ بی انکریزنگ ان دیئر نالج اینڈ پرسپشن انڈرسٹینڈنگ اینڈ میوچلی دے شوڈ ہیو اے ریلیشن شپ آف بردرہڈ اینڈ کائنڈنیس ٹو ون اندر اینڈ دین ٹو فردر اسٹرینتھن دیز ریلیشن شپ اینڈ ڈیورنگ دا ایئر دوز پیپل ہو ہیو ڈیپارٹڈ اس دا بردرز اینڈ سسٹرز فار آل آف دیم وی شوڈ پرے اینڈ دوز ہو فلفلنگ دیئر کووننٹ آف بیت دے ہیو ڈیپارٹڈ اس ٹو ریمبر دیم. سو ڈیورنگ دیز تھری ڈیز ریمبر دیز آبجیکٹیوز آف جلسہ سالانہ اونلی دین وی کین ریئلی ہیو دی فل بلیسنگز اینڈ دی فل بینیفٹ آف ہولڈنگ دس جلسہ وچ از فار تھری ڈیز. ود دیٹ آئی وڈ آلسو لائک ٹو سے that in order to achieve these objectives you should during these three days in particularly you should try to endeavor to change your conditions and also pray. While praying for yourself you should also pray for this objective that Allah Almighty may keep each and every member of the Jamaat, wherever they may be living in any part of the world. May Allah keep them under His protection, and particularly, especially pray for the Ahmadi brothers in Pakistan. In Pakistan, the conditions for the Jamaat, they are being made very tight and very difficult, and the opponents, they have been given a free hand to whatever they like. Allah Almighty grant steadfastness to Ahmadis in Pakistan and strengthen their faith and protect them from all ills and dangers, and accepting their sacrifices, Allah Almighty show them a sign which is outstanding and very distinguished. Before coming to the main subject of the khutbah, I would like to certain points, administrative point regarding the jalsa. The arrangements of the jalsa, for the performance of all these arrangements, as you know, there are different departments which are created, and every officer of each department and every worker in that, they are appointed for this for purpose of serving the guests of the jalsa. People come from various walks of life. They offer themselves for the service of the guests of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And by the grace of Allah, generally speaking, for the sake of Allah, very devotedly, selflessly, they perform these duties. There are men and women, young and old, and also children. And each one of them, by the grace of Allah, they perform their duties fully by the grace of Allah. So those who are participants in Jalsa, they should cooperate fully with these workers of Jalsa. Certain rules and regulations are made for the purpose of arrangements of Jalsa. And for the nice, in order to have the arrangements done being nice, these arrangements, these rules and regulations are there. So if a worker points out to certain thing to the guest of the Jalsa, then they should try to abide by that, and they should not be offended at all. To the workers, I have already said that they should, in very good manners, they should try to discharge their responsibilities and duties. And the second thing, which is this one for the participants, particularly I want to say to the participants, that always keep an eye on your surrounding, on your right and left, in your vicinity, keep an open eye all the time. Despite the security arrangements, any mischief maker can create some trouble. While the opponents, the plans of the opponents in order to harm the Jamaat, they are there, or at least to create some unrest among them during the Jalsa as well. These people, these mischief makers, despite the safety arrangements, they can possibly enter. The arrangement of the security is full. So therefore, from the security arrangement, particularly cooperate fully. Even if 10 times you have been asked to offer yourself for checking, then you have to offer yourself. This is not for your insult or for any doubt in you, but this is for your own security, for your own benefit. And do not take it as a matter of personal ego. If there is a guest accompanying somebody, so then guest will be only allowed when the administration is satisfied about them and they give the permission. Or whatever procedure the administration has chalked out, they will have to walk through and pass through that one. Allah Almighty keep all of you under His protection and enable you to benefit from Jalsa as much as may be possible. Now I come back to the subject of the sermon, and today the subject is again regarding those martyrs, the good mention of those martyrs who have offered their lives, those by offering their sacrifices, they have opened up the horizon of our thinking. In the list today, the first name is which is in front of me is Khalil Ahmad Sahib Solanki Shaheed, who is the son of Nasir Ahmad Sahib Solanki. This order is not for any particular reason. As the particulars are being presented before me, I am picking them up and mentioning it. Khalil Ahmad Sahib Solanki Sahib Shaheed, his parents, they were from Qadian, in a village Khara near Qadian. His grandfather, Master Muhammad Tufail Sahib Solanki, he was a companion of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Abdul Qadir Sodagar Mal Sahib was also from this family. After partition, they came to Gujranwala and he passed from Government College Lahore and worked in Vapta for 5 years and then entered into a business with his father. After the death of his father, he continued his own business and then he came to Lahore and continued his business, and 1 year before he started the import of garments to America, and he was settled in America. He was staying, he was doing his business for many years in Pakistan before that. Nazim Atfal, he worked as Nazim Atfal, Qaid Zila, Qaid Ilaka in Majlis Khuda Mullah Ahmadiyya in Gujranwala, in Majlis Ansarullah Ilaka Lahore, and he was in the Central Mushawarati Board. He was the president and member, and apart from that, he was the general secretary for Zila Lahore. At the time of his martyrdom, he was 51 years old. He was Musi. He was martyred in Masjid Darul Zikr. 1 month ago, he came from America for some business duties. In connection with his business, he came to Pakistan, and after for the offering of the Jummah, he went to Darul Zikr, and during the attack, he was kept there along with other people. Perhaps he might have gone to basement, but when he saw that there is an injured person, in order to save him, so he was trying to drag him down, and during that time, he was hit by the firing of the terrorist, and on the right side he was in the bullet hit him. For quite some time he stayed there in that injured condition, but perhaps his martyrdom was destined, so he died in he was martyred in the mosque. When the attack on Darul Zikr took place, then he asked his older son Shuaib Solanki, and he telephoned that there is an attack. Pray that everybody is kept safe, and ask the family members to pray. He was very devout and taking part in financial sacrifices from young age. He was working on very respectable Jamaat duties. He was very dedicated to Jamaat service. He was always taking part in financial appeals. In financial sacrifices, he was one who always took the lead. In Gujranwala, there is a Mollim. He set up a mosque there for the reception in Rabwa Darul Zikr. He also in Rabwa Darul Ziafat he made the contribution. He was very hard working, very pious man, and looking after the family. And before starting each job, he used to get the guidance and permission from the Khalifa of the time. Obedience to Khilafat was unique. His business was in Pakistan, so for some reason, the conditions of his business, I asked him to go to America, so immediately he packed up and went to America. Many Ahmadis who were out of job, he also helped them to find some jobs. In family life was very exemplary, his family life. He was a very exemplary father and husband, taking care of his children in every respect. If somebody in need used to come to his door, he wouldn't go back empty-handed. People used to bring their problems to him, and he used to give them good advice. This industrial board, he was a member of that. He was a very jolly person and very nice. And every difficult job, whenever he was entrusted with, he used to pick up the job very happily and would say that Allah Almighty would enable him to do so. And he was gifted with this ability. So he had the art of taking help from other people. He was very polite in speech and very nice in manners. For example, it is not necessary that only one should do the duties entrusted to him. If Secretary Tariq-e-Jadid says that you accompany me, that is not his job, but still he would go along with him. As Khalifat al-Masih Rabi, Masjid Baitul Futuh, when the appeal was launched, so through fax he sent his promise immediately and also paid it very quickly. Chaudhary Munawwar Ali Sahib, Secretary Murama, says that Jalsa Salana Qadian, in the arrangements of Jalsa, he was given the Department of Transport, and he used to work very diligently and very beautifully regarding the transport and with a great sense of responsibility. So the whole days he was busy and used to smile, and in a very jolly way he used to do. Despite his shifting to America in the year 2009, he came to Pakistan and performed his duty, and the people going to Qadian, he helped all of them. Relationship with me was also is very old, since the time of Khudamul Ahmadiyya. From the cooperation with Markaz and center was and obedience was really exemplary. Whenever he was called upon, in whatever condition he may have been, he would completely ignore his own job and come for the duty. Normally the businessmen, they do not leave their job. Now when he came to London, he saw me and then went to Pakistan. And although I told him that because of the conditions you take care, but it was destined that he should become a martyr. So he also had the worry that those people who are very old workers of the Jamaat and those who were the first people, pioneer in accepting the promised Messiah, their progenies and children are not doing the service of Jamaat. So he was feeling it very painfully, and he mentioned this one. And when I asked, he mentioned to me certain points when I asked him, and also gave his a very sound opinion about that. He was very good in giving his opinion. Sabiq Amir Sahib Gujranwala has written that Solanki Sahib used to say that as opposed to Khilafat, any friendship, any relationship, they are meaningless. In 1974, some members of the Solanki family, they showed cowardice and weakness, and he left those people, and the Amir-e-Jamaat Chaudhary Abdurrahman Sahib, who was at that time, he went to his house where the whole Jamaat was taking refuge, and he started performing, offering his duties there. Choisa was very impressed by his sacrifice in this respect. Financial sacrifices, as I said, he was always very active. That he used to, Amir Sahib says that he used to make the financial contributions very with open heart. And there are 50,000, a very expensive plot was there. He promised to pay for that, but then another place was purchased, and he made a very beautiful, a lot of contribution for the purchase of that mission house. He had previously given a lot of sum for the mosque, but he didn't say that I have previously paid this much, but he always used to pay whatever was possible. And from Khilafat Jubilee, there was a guest house made in Qadian. He also made a 1 million rupees for that purpose he paid. So, in short, in financial sacrifices, he was very outstanding, and also in the sacrifice of time, in obedience and cooperation, and dealing with the respect and honor of the Waqfiness in the Zindagi devotees and the workers. And the more he became rich, I saw him becoming more and more modest. Chaudhary Ejaz Nasrullah Khan Sahib is the second Shaheed, son of Chaudhary Asrullah Khan Sahib. He was the cousin of Chaudhary Zafrullah Khan Sahib and Chaudhary Hamid Nasrullah Khan Sahib, former Amir of Zilla Lahore. He is a cousin of him. He was martyred in Baitul Noor, Model Town. He was honored to have various services for the Jamaat. He had the honor of working with four caliphs, his father Chaudhary Asrullah Khan Sahib, his father former Amir of Zilla Lahore. His early education was in Qadian, matric and graduation from Lahore, and also did his bar at law from London. He practiced in London for some time. Then, because of the illness of his father, under the instruction of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Salis, he came back. And then, at the instruction of Huzur Rahimullah, he settled in Islamabad, and in 84 he got retired. And then after that, he didn't go to any worldly business. Just all the time he was spending his time for the Jamaat. He had the honor of serving in various Jamaat capacities. He was former Amir of Islamabad, Naib Amir Zilla Lahore, and member Qaza Board, member Fiqh Committee. He served. He was 83 at the time of martyrdom. He was a Musi, and Darul Zikr, he was martyred. At the time, on the day of Juma, he prepared, got ready, and left his room. And he said that, "I am feeling very weak." He had the breakfast and asked his son that at 12 o'clock I have to go. So the son said, "Why do you have to go so early?" He said, "I don't feel that I should be climbing over the shoulders of the people." And the son and the grandson was along with him when he went. And he asked the son that you take the grandson with you. Normally he used to take those with him. But the son said that I am on duty. He said, "No, you have to take care of the grandson." He gave it to the care of somebody else. And the son and the grandson both were safe. And this martyr, he was in the main hall in the first row. He was sitting on the chair in front of Mehrab. And there was a strong firing. And he was hit in the abdomen. And somebody asked him that you move your way out. He said that I have prayed to be martyred. So then Amir Sahib and their dead bodies were found together. Only Bashiruddin Sahib saw in a dream that there is a white car coming down from the sky, and somebody said that I have come to take you back. At night, after Isha, he used to go to bed early and used to get up early at 1 o'clock and then pray in Tahajjud. He used to ask everybody to pray. And he was extremely in love with Khilafat. And he used to praise the members of the community, how beautiful are these people that after they doing their business, they become so dedicated in Jamaat work. He used to sit with people and do the tabligh, and when the meeting finished, he would say that if anybody has been offended, then he may excuse me. He was paying for the expense of one orphan in the scheme of looking after the orphans. A person came from Ravwa, and he said that whatever is to be given to this child, that should be provided. His son has also mentioned, and somebody else has also written to me, that by the grace of Allah, I have already mentioned about him being a Musi. From the childhood, he used to express the desire that since I have done my wasiyat, that I may be able to pay all the dues during my life. And this has happened, that before the martyrdom, he was able to pay all his dues on the estate and property 3 years before that, and he paid all the dues in time. He was, during his business in Islamabad, he was in monopoly control. He was the registrar there. During this period, the recommendation of the Prime Minister was Bhutto, and in that, then the file came, then Chaudhary found a technical, legal drawback in that, and a flaw in that. And he sent the file back to the Prime Minister. And he said that on this, because of this legal flaw, I can't act according to this one. I can't do it. The Prime Minister, who was all in all at that time, he was greatly upset. And he threatened a note that either you, or you do this job, or very strict action will be taken against you. Chaudhary Sahib in reply, he did not hide his being an Ahmadi, and he used to do tabligh as well, although he knew very well that the Prime Minister knew that he is an Ahmadi, because he also mentioned certain words, wrong words about Chaudhary Zafrullah Khan Sahib, he also mentioned. But anyway, this matter was referred to Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Salis. Huzoor prayed, and he said, okay, he should work, but if he is very weak or coward, then he should resign. When Chaudhary Sahib received this message from Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Salis, he said, no, I am not going to resign, and wrote a long letter to the Prime Minister. If I refuse, if I resign, then it might be understood that I am hiding something, so I have decided not to resign. At that, action was taken against him, and he received a note that you are being relieved from your responsibility, and there was no reason explained, the reason given there. He again referred back to the matter to Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Salis and asked, requested for prayer. He prayed. Next morning, when after the Fajr prayer, when he went out for a walk, for the, at that time the Amir Chaudhary Abdul Haq Sahib Virk, he met him. He said that I was praying for you. I heard the voice that you enjoy the holidays and be very happy. So when the government of Bhutto was finished, and the martial authorities, when they started searching all the offices, then his file also came to their notice, and the papers were found, and he was dismissed without any inquiry. Then action was taken immediately upon that, and he was restored in his office, reinstated, and there was a note that for 2 years for which you have been dismissed, that should be taken as your holidays. So in this way, that dream which was shown to another Ahmadi, that was literally fulfilled. And this is the wonders of Allah Almighty, that if any opponent of Ahmadiyyat was dismissed, then this reinstatement was also made by another opponent of the Jamaat. His son says that Lahore administration told us that because of security you change your car, so that the number plate should be different, and also change your route coming to Daru Zikr. You always go on changing the route. So when I told this to my father, he said this can be done. And also the instruction was there from the authorities that you sometimes skip the Jummah. And when I told this to my father, he said, no, that I am not going to do. Come what may, whatever the enemies may do, I am not going to leave it. At the most, they can martyr us, but this is what we need, but I am not going to miss the Jummah. Chaudhary Hafiz Ahmad Kahlon, next martyr, advocate, was Chaudhary Nazir Hussain Sahib Sialkot, he was his father. He belongs to district Sialkot, He was LLB. He was a practicing lawyer, first in Sialkot, then came to Lahore. In Supreme Court, he was the advocate. He used to work there. At the time, he was 83 at the time of martyrdom. In for the offering of the prayer, he went to Bethun Noor, and he was in the main hall. He was hit in the chest, and he was got injured. And the attempt was made to resuscitate, but he was martyred, General Nasir Shaheed, and Chaudhry Ijaz Nasrullah Sab Shaheed, and all these people are related to one another. This person was very kind-hearted person. He never scolded anybody. He was very kind in his treatment to the workers, and he used to go to offer the prayer on foot. Nasir Ahmed Kalo and his son, he is the Naib Amir in Australia. He was a very good-natured person. Allah Almighty have mercy upon him. Regarding him, somebody wrote to me that he used to take the cases of poor people without any payment. He used to help them during martial law. Somebody was implicated for writing Panchan Pak in the paper, and Choi Sahib presented his case, and he was acquitted. And many non-Ahmadis came for condolences, and some biased people also came to express condolences. And a former judge telephoned, and he was expressing his sorrow for quite some time. The Munshi told the judge that you should pray for him for the forgiveness. The reply of the judge was that now this is the height of their bias. I can express my sorrow, but I cannot pray for his forgiveness. He used to go to Model Town regularly for Juma prayer, and despite his weak eyesight, for Maghrib prayer he used to come on foot, and he used to offer the prayer in the his area mosque, and he used to recite the Quran for many years. His granddaughter told, when she was told about the martyrdom, that he has gone to heaven, he has been martyred. So she was so much affected by that even in heaven he might be reciting the Holy Quran. So this was the impression which was left upon his grandchildren, and this is what every Ahmadi should try to create in his children. The next Shaheed, which Chaudhry Imtiaz Ahmad Sahib, son of Chaudhry Nisar Ahmad Sahib, his grandfather Chaudhry Muhammad Bhutta Sahib of Bheni from District Gurdaspur, he joined the community in 1935. His grandfather was the only Ahmadi in his family. The whole village was opposed, and when he passed away, then the enemies raised hue and cry. And he was buried in his own land. And after the partition, this whole family, they came in one village in Sahiwal. In 72, his father came to Lahore. At the time of martyrdom, he was only 34 years old. He was a Musi by the grace of Allah. He was assistant Qaid, Nazim Tarbiyat, Naub Umayyin, and Nazim Atfal, and Secretary Shat Defense. He was serving in that capacity. He got martyred in Daru Zikr. He was at the main gate. He was on duty in the main gate when the terrorists attacked. So he ran towards them to capture them. And during this time, he was fired at, and he was hit on the head and chest. And as a result, he was one of the first few who got martyred there. The wife has mentioned that he had a personal business. But he was very outstanding in Jamaat Khidmat. He was a member of Shura. He was taking a part in the duties towards Atfal. In the Islamic centenary, Ahmadiyya centenary, he also took part. He used to give the security duty very diligently, and he used to perform the duty outside. He was regular in prayer. He joined his two children in Waqf-e-Nau scheme. He used to respect the Jamaat workers. He had the qualities of leadership. He had a desire to dedicate his life, and in this duty job used to do with the sense of devotion. In the diary, it was written on the first page that the coward people, they die many times, and the bold people, they only die once. One sister in America, she came to Pakistan earlier, and she asked him to write something in his diary, and he wrote this verse that he wrote that this style of devotion and love that we have achieved as a result of the prayer of the Messiah. His wife mentioned that before the martyrdom he had the dream that I have a limited time, and he used to tell me that you should become independent, and he also started some business for his wife. He was regular in tahajjud and used to go to Salat Center for the Fajr prayer. He came back at 12:30, and at early 3:30 he got up. I told him that you have some rest as well. He used to say that I don't want to take rest in this life, and I am worried about that rest which I have to do in the hereafter. I am worried about that job which I have to do in the hereafter. And Rahmat Haq Sahib's son, this martyr was related to one companion of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Originally he came from Patiala. Father was employed in railway and staying in Lahore. He used to do work of electronic repairs on Hall Road, and also as a satellite technician he worked. He was 46 at the time of martyrdom, and he got martyred in Masjid Daru Zikr. On the day of the incident, the Ahd-e-Wafa, the covenant of allegiance, which was being televised on MTA, he put the towel on his head and start repeating it, and the wife also joined with him. He used to offer the Namaz-e-Jumah in Daru Zikr, and on the day of the incident he went straight to Daru Zikr. He was sitting on the stairs outside, and when the terrorist came, then he telephoned at home and asked his elder brother that you take your weapon and come to Daru Zikr, and he was also reporting to the TV, and as a result of the firing he instantly got martyred. He was very kind. He was very nice in meeting the people. He was very regular in his contributions, and he used to take part in all financial appeals. He was Nazim Atfal of the Halka. Nazim Atfal has mentioned that whenever I asked his children to go for Wakari Amal or for some other duty, and whenever I came back, so he especially thanked me that you have taken my children and you have given us this opportunity of doing the service for the Jamaat. Sheikh Nadeem Ahmed Tariq, Shaheed, son of Muhammad Mansha Sahib. His parents were from Chinyot. With business they went to Calcutta. In 1947, his father from Dhaka to Calcutta, from Calcutta to Dhaka, and from there he came to Lahore. His wife also comes from Calcutta, Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Bani, who was Muhammad Siddiq Bani Sahib's younger brother. His wife is related to that. He started the business of the spare part. He was 40 years at the time of martyrdom. He was Musi. He got martyred in Daru Zikr. He used to offer the Jummah all the time there. And similarly, he used to stay there for the Jummah. And the khutbah, which is transmitted live, he used to listen to that one and then come back. He was sitting with Amir Sahib. His right shoulder was swollen, and it looks as if he was hit there. And as excessive bleeding, he got martyred. He was very nice, very polite in saying his speech. When he used to be at work, he used to ask the children about the offering of the prayer. He was he used to sit in his office and ask the children about the prayer. This is the responsibility which every father should always do, and this is the way the children also become regular in prayers. and he used to go several miles to offer the prayer in congregation. Here in this country, these distance of because of the transport and facilities do not appear to be that long. But in those countries, because of the traffic and lack of transportation, it is very long. He was very active in financial sacrifices, looking after the need of the mosques. Whenever Jamaat need was there, if he was asked to give his motorcycle, he used to offer that and himself go on a rickshaw. He was very steadfast, and other family members, they were also very in the forefront of financial sacrifices. Next is Amir Latif Pracha Sahib Shaheed, son of Abdul Latif Pracha. His father was from Sargoda and very active member in Majlis-e-Amla. Hazrat Khalifat Masih Salis, he had very close relation with Huzur, and whenever he used to go to Jabba, so then he used to stay Dr. Abdul Latif Sahib's house. He used to live there, stay there on the way. Huzur says it is different. He used to stay at the house of Abdul Latif, not Dr. Abdul Latif, and grandfather Nano Abdul Latif Sahib, Abdul Ghafur Sahib, he did his bath at the hand of Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani, and he did his MBA from Lahore, and contribution and sadqa, he was very regular, and serving the elders, and former Amir Sargoda, Mirza Abdul Haq Sahib, he used to work with him. At the time of incident, he telephoned his brother and told him that dead bodies of martyrs are all around me. And when everything settled after the attack, then there was the signs of being hit by the rifle seen at his face. Perhaps they had a scuffle with the terrorist, or they might have hit him with their butt of the gun at his face. There were some signs of that injury, and he was sitting outside on the stairs and he got martyred there. The wife told that he was very honest person he was, and because of the honesty, the jewelers, they used to deposit a lot of jewelry with them. He never hide his Ahmadiyyat, concealed his Ahmadiyyat. And during illness, he looked after his father and used to serve him very dedicatedly in all the appeals. He used to take part, sadqa khairat, and the charity he used to give in secret in his hometown. The lot of sick people, he used to take them for treatment to Lahore. He had a great sentiment for sacrifice, read the Holy Quran regularly. He used to get up early in the morning. We have seen him offering the prayer and reciting the Quran. His family members have mentioned, the mother has mentioned, that his father had been coming in the dream regularly. I have been seeing him in my prayer. One worker told that the martyr brought four suits of clothes for the mother. But he told that my mother accept that because I don't know how long I'm going to live. Mirza Zafar Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, Ibn Mirza Safdar Jung Humayun Sahib, he in October 54 he was born. He started his grandfather Mirza Nazir Ahmad Sahib, he joined the community during the period of Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani. Second, he did the bath. He did the matric from Lahore, and then went to university. And in hostel, because of some difficulties, he had to leave. Then went to Karachi. From there, he got a diploma in mechanics. After doing 1 year's course, then he did some business job for some time in Karachi. Then went to Japan. He was working in solar engineering. 21 years he spent in Japan, and he worked there. He also had the honor of serving the Jamaat when the Tokyo Mission House was finished, was there, then his house used to be the center of the Salat. He also went for Waqf-e Arzi to Korea. In 85, in Jalsa Salana, UK, he came to represent the UK Japan Jamaat. He was... and he also went to the Mount say the Azan there. And Baitul Futuh, the foundation stone, he and his wife was able to lay the foundation of Baitul Futuh as well. And he also served as Naib Amir Japan. On one occasion, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe, regarding his obedience and his piety, Huzoor has mentioned that maybe that all members of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya Japan is following his example. During 21-year stay in Japan, he, apart from his job, he also had some further education. Then he shifted to Pakistan, and his house was also the prayer center there. He was 56 at the time of martyrdom. He was a Musi. He got martyred in Daru Zikr. He used to sit in the first row, and he had just come there, and very close to the Imam, when he was hit on the back, and the right hand was injured as a result of the grenade, and he got martyred. His wife says that he had great devotion and love with Khilafat. Whenever he used to go to London, he used to offer the prayer behind the Khalifa of the time, and listen to the khutbat very carefully, and the live sermons which are transmitted. If he was unable to listen to live, so he was not satisfied unless he was able to listen to it later on. She used to say that he was really embodiment of love for all, hatred for none. Young and old, he used to be a good friend of all. He was taking care of the trust and fulfilling its covenants, and he was the man who used to offer in a nice way. He was a very modest, simple person. He was a loving husband. He used to take care of my desires, and he used to cook the food sometime, and he was not in the habit of making complaints. Malik Munir Ahmad Sahib in Japan has written that Mirza Zafar Ahmad Sahib, when he came to Japan, he was not married at that time. Very simple-minded he was, and he was a very pious man, and he had great devotion for serving the Jamaat, and he was always ready for any job, and he was very high standard of obedience, and he used to respect and cooperate equally with all the office holders of the Jamaat, and he never ever refused doing any Jamaat work. He was declared as the exemplary Khadim in Japan. Whenever any responsibility was given to him, he used to carry out very diligently and very nicely. Before going to Japan, he had dedicated himself entirely. Mafur Munib Sahib, he is a missionary in Rabwa. He says he has been living in Japan, that Mirza Zafar Ahmad Sahib, when he remained there for a long time, he was paying attention to Jamaat work, and his religious contributions were no less in any way less than the devotees of life. Rather, his example, sacrifice was an example. He was an honorary missionary. He was Secretary Mal, and he was in great devotion with the Khilafat. And he was a great loving person, and whenever he heard the misfortune of anyone, his tears used to come into his eyes. This next martyrdom was from Narowal, and his grandfather, Nayatullah Sahib, he was the companion of the Promised Messiah, Salatu Islam, and working in telephone department, and for the last 35 years he was living in Lahore. He was 58 years at the time of martyrdom, and Masjid Noor Model Town, he got martyred there. Generally he used to offer the Jummah prayer there. On the day of incident, he was sitting there in the hall when a bullet hit on his forehead, and he got martyred instantly. The family says that he was very advanced in his Jamaat working, and he did Waqf-e Arzi several times. He was very simple minded person, very hard working. His brother, his son says that he was on the duty. He was Alhamdulillah safe. And a few days before the Shahadat, the wife saw a dream that there is a beautiful garden where the breeze is going and there are beautiful flowers. And he says that this is my house, I have made this house for you. And there was a fragrance in the whole palace everywhere. Allah Almighty exalt his station. Sheikh Muhammad Akram Athar Sahib, Shaheed, son of Sheikh Shamsuddin Sahib. His father from district Sargodha. Due to plague, when all the relatives died, then he moved to Midranja. And his father and he had to serve the Hazrat Muslim Aud by pressing his body. And during Khilafat Salsa, he had more opportunity. And his father, Sheikh Shamsuddin Sahib, because of his tabligh, Hazrat Mirza Abdul Haq Sahib, and in the Ahmadiyyat came into the house, family of Mirza Abdul Haq Sahib. And Munir Ahmad Munawar Sahib, who has been here and nowadays he is in Poland, he is the nephew, and he was 66 at the time of martyrdom. Masjid Gadi Shahu, he in Daru Zikr, he was sitting on the main hall, and despite because of the old age, he stood at the end, but he was hit directly by the bullets and he got martyred. The family told that for the last 2-3 months he was saying that my time has come near, and he was very quiet. And his daughter-in-law saw in a dream that in Rabwa, Majlis Ansarullah is there, which she has not seen before. From there I have got 3 gifts, and I went to Lahore from there. And the janaza prayer of all these martyrs that were conducted in the same hall. And he used to go out door to door and do the preaching. He used to take Al-Fazl in his pocket. He used to do struggle, jihad against the smoking. And people, he used to give other things that you take this one and stop smoking. He was offering tahajjud regularly, very good manners. And because of that, his proposal of marriage was made. He was very regular and offering in tahajjud prayer. And especially he used to pray for so many people by name, very regular in his contribution. He used to go to the secretary mall and give the contribution. This is the right way of making the contribution, and not this one that when they become run in arrear, then people say that well, this is the fault of the secretary of finance, why he has not reminded us. Actually, this is the responsibility of each Ahmadi to make the contribution themselves. He wrote a thesis for which he got the first position. Next is Mirza Mansur Beg Sahib Shaheed, son of Mirza Sarwar Beg Sahib. His forefathers, they hail from Amritsar. His uncle, before 1953, he did his bath. In 85, one opponent of Ahmadiyyat killed him and he became martyr. He had a shop, and Mirza, he was only 20 years old at the time of martyrdom. He was a Musi. He was Secretary Shahat, Nazim Tariqi, and in general, he was serving the Jamaat in that. And he got martyred in Masjid Noor Model Town. On the morning, he was asked to go for duty. At 11 o'clock, a reminder also came by the Qaid. He said, "Qaid Sahib, don't worry. If the need is there, then I will have the first bullet in my chest." His duty was on the checking outside on the main gate, and he was there to look. When the terrorist came, they started firing, and he hit the first bullet. And because of several bullets, he got martyred instantly. And he is, related a dream the same morning, and there somebody is beating me, and there are black dogs behind me. And he was very obedient, very dedicated, and very smile on his face, very regular in 5 daily prayers. He was only 26 years old. And the wife is 26 years. The wife is expecting the child. Allah Almighty give her pious and children with long life. And the wife and the parents, they all see the happiness. Mia Muhammad Munir Sahib, son of Mauli Abdusalam Sahib Umar. He was the grandson of Hazrat Khalifat Masih Awwal. He was born in Hyderabad. Mir Muhammad Sayyid Sahib is Nana, grandfather, and he was given the permission to accept a bath. And because of his grandfather, there were so many people, followers in Hyderabad. In 62, he came to Lahore. At the time of the martyrdom, he was 70. He was got martyred in Baitul Noor. Every Friday, he used to go out at 12 o'clock. On the day of the incident, because of his ill health, he reached at 1 o'clock in Baitul Noor. And along with General Nasser Sahib, he was sitting on the chair. And during this invasion, he went into the mosque on the first row. And when the terrorist, he stopped the door from being closed and fired, that the very first bullet was, he was hit by the very first bullet and he got martyred. He had seen in the dream before that, along with the grave of Hazrat Umar Farooq, there was a grave. And when he asked, he was told that this is going to be your grave. And definitely after that it transpired that because he was from the progeny of Hazrat Umar, and also both were martyred, and his daughter saw a dream that I have seen my father in my dream, that please set my room, and they set it right. And after that the friends came and they said that we want to see the room. The son, Nur Numin Basu Sahib, says that when the proposal of the marriage of his father was there, then some people mentioned that he is perhaps related with the non-mubayyin, those who have not done the bath of Khilafat. At that matter, the matter was referred to Hazrat Khalifat Masih Salis. And Hazur Rahimahullah Ta'ala very kindly said that he does not need to renew the bath, because he is the grandson of that person who did the bath for the first of all, and who was very beloved of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And at that time, Maulana Abu Lata Sahib Jalandri, he pronounced his nikah, and mentioning about his qualities, he mentioned that he was very kind to the people, looking after the sick people and disabled people. And during his stay in Sindh, he was helpful in making the arrangement for the marriages of the poor girls, and also give financial help to students. He was very hospitable, and if there was a guest, and he wouldn't let anybody go without taking the food. He was very regular in tahajjud. Mukarram Tariq Bashir Sahib Shaheed is the next one. Chaudhary Yusuf Khan Sahib's son. His father was from Shakargarh, and the father did the bath and joined the Jamaat. At the instruction of Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani, he went to Sindh and stayed in Karachi. And Shaheed Marhum was also born in Karachi. After the initial education, he came to Lahore, where he got some education in medical line and worked in Kusur Hospital. He was working in New Hospital, Lahore, and also he had a clinic in Kusur. He was 57 at the time of martyrdom. He got martyred in Darul Zikr. He was sitting in the main hall on the left side of the mihrab, and the first grenade which was thrown inside, he got injured and he got martyred as a result of that. And the wife saw a few days before that there is a very beautiful house which is floating in the heaven, and he is flying in that. And in the same dream he saw there is an earthquake and I am wandering around and I am not finding him. And his wife says that he was a very nice person. He never spoke harshly, particularly the children, the daughters, he was very kind. He was very kind to everyone. And non-Ahmadi landlord, when he heard about his demise, he was so much shocked that he got fainted. There are some nice people who are like that. For the 6 years, he used to pay the rent by going to his house, and never ever he had to come to collect the rent. He used to read the books of the Promised Messiah very diligently, very regular in payments, and he had said it to his wife that some part of the income should be given to the needy people every day. He used to listen to my sermons regularly, and listened several times. One of his son has done MBBS, he has got injured. Allah Almighty give full health to this injured son and other injured people. And Mukarram Ashrad Mahmood Bhatt Sahib Shaheed, son of Muhammad Mahmood Bhatt Sahib. His great-grandfather Abdullah Bhatt Sahib, he accepted Ahmadiyyat. He was from Pasroor Zila Sialkot, and great-grandfather Jan Muhammad Sahib was from Daska, the companion of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and his father was working in the Air Force. He was appointed in various places. He was born in Lahore. He had done ICOM in 48 year was the age. He was the Naib Zaim Ansarullah and Secretary Tariq-e-Jadid. Masjid Baitun Noor, he got martyred there. On the day of the Jummah, he got ready very quickly. Normally, he used to accompany because one of his foot was a bit weak. So, if the brother was late, then he used to go on the van. He was sitting in the first row. And in the initial raid, when the bullets were fired, he got injured, and as a result of that, he got martyred. The family has said that this martyr was regular of the five daily prayers. Every day, he used to recite the Holy Quran loudly. And despite disability, he used to do his work himself. He was in great devotion of Khilafat, used to pay more than his capacity. And he has read many books of the Jamaat. He is a very man full of prayer. Allah Almighty exalt his station. Muhammad Hussain Malli Sahib Shaheed, son of Muhammad Ibrahim Sahib. He was from Ghatialia in District Sialkot. His father, he joined the community for the first time. And he stayed in Sindh for some time. For 34 years he was in Lahore. He had the opportunity of teaching in Ahmadiyya schools. His age was 68 at the time of martyrdom. He got martyred in Baitun Noor Masjid. Handu Gujar, he was buried. On the day of the incident, he went to mosque on the bicycle, and he was sitting in the first row when the firing of the terrorist. He got a hit on the hand and on the arm and the abdomen. He was taken to hospital, but he got martyred in the operation theater. He was regular in five daily prayers, offering the tahajjud prayer as well, taking part in all the good deeds. He was electrician by profession, but he used to do the jobs for the poor people without any charge. And he constructed the mosque under his care. Allah Almighty exalt his station. Mirza Muhammad Amin Sahib Shaheed, son of Haji Abdul Karim Sahib. His father was from Jammu Kashmir. He did the bath in 52 after the bath of his father. He also joined the community. He was 70 at the time of martyrdom, and he got martyred in Masjid Daru Zikr. Normally he used to go there for Jummah prayer. He was sitting in the first row. That as a result of the attack of grenade and bullets, he got injured. 3 days he stayed in hospital under treatment, and then he got martyred. 2 days before the incident, and he raised his hands and he said Allahu Akbar, and he got up. He was very good mannered, very nice person, and he got up by raising slogans, taking part in Jamaat activities, and in various competitions he got a prize as well. Next, Malik Zubair Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, son of Malik Abdul Rashid. He was from district Faisalabad. His grandfather, Mukarram Malik Abdul Majid Khan Sahib, did the bath in the time of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, but he couldn't see the Promised Messiah. He was in Faisalabad in Wapla, and 1 month before the incident, he shifted to Lahore, and his name of his father is mentioned in the construction of Masjid Fazl in Faisalabad, and he used to offer the prayer in other areas. But when he saw the model town, then he was very happy that large number of Ahmadis gathered there, and he asked his son that you bring me here. He was 61 at the time of martyrdom, and he got martyred in Masjid Baitun Nur. He was sitting in the main hall, and the son was in the other hall. During the firing, in the middle of the hall, when he was moving from one place to another, whether he fell down or he was sitting there, he was the son was in search of him. And he was not seen by the son, but he said to his son that, where are you running around? If something is going to happen, then we are going to be martyred. So we are going to be martyred along with our brothers. And at that time he was hit right on his heart, and he instantly, he was taken to hospital, but he got martyred there. His family says that he was tahajjud, offering in tahajjud and regular in 5 daily prayers. He used to see MTA regularly, and he used to say that if I do not get up because of tiredness, then it appears that as if somebody has waken me up. And when the son bought a car, he said that there should be no tape recorder or radio or DVD that should not be used there. And instead, you have to say Subhanallah and Durood Sharif, that should be repeated, and that was his own habit. And his younger brother says that he used to say that you say in this square you see Durood, and in this square you see say this prayer and this and that. When the son asked that he wants to get the insurance of the car, then he said that you say that the insurance people are weak, so for this purpose, you give some contribution every month in the name of the car. And he was a very good player of boxing, and he won several prizes. Next is Chaudhary Muhammad Nawaz Sahib Shaheed, who is the son of Chaudhary Ghulam Rasool Jajja. His parent forefathers from district Sialkot, one of his relative Ghulam Ahmed Muhar Sahib, and his father, Chaudhary Shah Muhammad Sahib Mohar, Raziullah Talanho, they were from district Narowal. They were the companions of the Promised Messiah, Salatu Waslam. His father and brother, they accepted Ahmadiyyat during the second Khilafat, and they arranged a Munazara in their village, and as a result of that, all the family, they did the bath, and after BA, B.Ed., he joined the education department in 1991. He retired as headmaster from Kashmir and moved to Lahore in 92. And he was working as muhasib in his area. At the time of martyrdom, he was 80. And Masjid Darul Zikr, he got martyred there. He had special attachment with Darul Zikr. He used to say that when I was student in Lahore, then I used to take part in the Vukari Amal. Therefore, I have got special emotional attachment with this mosque. On the day of the incident, he got new clothes and new shoes. And at 1 o'clock, arrived in the main hall. He was sitting on the chair. And as a result of the attack of the grenade, he got martyred. The wife saw in the dream that somebody was saying, Mubarak ho, congratulations, your father is alive. Your husband is alive. The wife says that he was very active, and he used to look younger than his age, and he was the captain of the rowing team in college, and he has command over several languages, and he used to read Jumaat literature and also literature of other religions. Next is the Mukarram Sheikh Mubashir Ahmad Shaheed, son of Sheikh Hamid Ahmad Sahib. His forefathers, they were from Qadian, and after partition, they came to Rabwa, and 35 years, for the last 35 years in Lahore he was. From Rabwa he went to Lahore. His grandfather was Abdul Rahman Sahib. He did the bath in Khilafat Saniya. And another lady who was the companion of the Promised Messiah Salatu Wasalam was his grandmother, 47 years of age, and Masjid Noor. In Masjid Noor he got martyred. He was in the third, sitting in the third row, and when the terrorist came, he tried to close the door, but he was hit in the abdomen, and after that he got more injured by the result of the grenade which was thrown, and he put his hand on the belly, and for 2-3 hours he remained alive, and he walked to ambulance, and while he was being taken to the hospital, on the way he passed away. He got martyred on that day. It was difficult to go for Jummah, but Allah Almighty had to give him the status of a martyr, so he was able to reach Masjid Noor, and he used to take his father-in-law every day for the Jummah, and this time his he was not feeling well, so he said that I don't want to go to Jummah, so therefore he went alone, and on the way the car broke down, and took it to the workshop, and then he went to his place of work so that he can accomplish some jobs, and he had just started, there was electric breakdown, and then he came out, and along with his brother who met on the way, he also both of them, they went for Jummah. Immediately they started for the mosque and reached there. If he had started his job again, he might have been deprived. His wife says that my father was an exemplary husband. They had a 20 years married life, joint family system was there, and my husband looked after everybody and did not give any room, any occasion of complaint to everyone. His sister-in-law saw a dream that Mubashir is in a white car which is flying in the sky, and 2 days after the martyrdom, his daughter saw that his father is he asked about the father. He said, I am alive and all right. He was very simple minded, very kind, very helpful to the poor people, and he used to show respect to all young and old. Allah Almighty may exalt the station of all these martyrs, and look after their family and their wives, and those parents who are alive. Allah Almighty enable them the courage and the steadfastness to bear this loss, and Allah Almighty also strengthen the faith of their progenies, so that they should be very firmly rooted in Ahmadiyyat with firmness and steadfastness. Allah Almighty may keep all these people under His care and
protection. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.